We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
We have not had one single caller who has called and said they feel good about tonight's game with the Celtics in Philadelphia.
Don't play this game with us tomorrow. And call us up and say, I told you, I knew it. I knew they were winning that game. I knew they were fixing it. You guys were all negative.
The Celtics are going to win by 8 tonight.
The Celtics are going to win tonight.
Giddy up, baby. Bleed green.
I love it. Give me a score tonight. What do they lose by? Double digits?
Marcus Smart knew it. Went hard to the rim. Gives the Celtics a 4-point lead.
Don't even go there. That you're sitting there going, you feel really good about them. But I'm looking at every variable.
Interesting fodder for sports radio hacks.
Do we have a Gordon Hayward sighting tonight? I don't know. Does he hit his first couple shots?
Hayward knocks down another triple.
I would tell Lou Maloney to back off.
Right now.
They're become like the panada.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
We were all wrong. And the audience was a good percentage of them were all right. We had finally got people after 3.5 hours that had the balls to call up and say, I think they're going to win a game tonight. So we give them credit.
Last 15, 20 minutes or so, we had people doing it.
They were right. We were wrong.
Yeah.
Okay? Simple as that.
So we were right. You were wrong.
Ryan was one of them.
You went with the their do.
Yes, you went with the do.
Doesn't sound like me at all.
It's exactly what you did. You
I went with
their do.
Oh,
please.
Heart.
Do you have them tonight winning again tonight?
Oh, God, no.
No, I don't know who's going to play tonight. Tonight, you don't have them winning tonight against Detroit.
The only difference is no Rozier.
30 rebounds tonight.
I mean, Terry Rozier is the only guy.
He's out, yeah.
The only guy, right?
Yeah, Marcus Smart moving the ball tonight. There's your point guard.
No, I'm just saying, you were confident last night in Philly, but now at home against Detroit and no Terry Rozier, that's it? You're done?
They're good at home.
They got no point guard. I mean, they're just going to come up and they're going to look at the ball and go, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this.
Marcus Smart's going to handle the
ball. Ball movement has been so important to us,
and
now
roll,
I don't
D.
know what to do on the pick and roll. We're doomed.
It's going to get lost.
I hope they communicate.
Can I throw this out? We have not talked about this today, and we've talked very little Patriots today. We talked a little bit about the Flacco deal. I got to give Kyle Van Noy credit. He was a good player this year during the course of the season.
Was.
But, boy, he's taking advantage nicely.
He's taking the tour.
He is taking the tour. He's like the media whore out there. Yesterday, he's reviewing pizza with Portnoy in New York.
Yeah.
He is everywhere. Everywhere you turn on the TV dial, there he is. He's sitting with the View ladies everywhere.
Vile Can Noy.
Wait, was he on with the View ladies? I think I missed that one.
I figured he must have been because he was.
Well, usually when you do the whole New York thing, which is that's where he was, right?
He was on ESPN.
What is it on? Get up, get down.
He was on one of them.
I think he did the car wash tour. I think he did.
But if he was on Get Up, he must have been in New York City.
Good for him. Take advantage of it.
No, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying he's just out there. He is everywhere. You can't turn around and you see him going and doing something else.
Wait, Ryan just told me this because I did not see that. Chris Hogan is taking the tour also.
Yeah, so Kyle Van Noy, Sony Michel, the McCourtys, those were the guys that were getting first crack on the ESPN car wash and stuff. Now that the fury and the love of the Super Bowl has kind of died down a little bit, they get the B team. So yeah, Chris Hogan was doing that car wash earlier today.
Today? Huh.
Yeah.
Doing Chris Hogan things.
Quick recap, he doesn't know when Rob Gronkowski is retiring, and he never fights back with Tom Brady. He'll tell another teammate.
Wow, those are great stories.
Did Green give him
a big laugh? And oh my God, I just love those guys. Why don't you play for the Jets? Did he ask him to play for the Jets? Oy vey.
Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Yeah, great insight. Guys, we don't have any other questions for you.
No catches in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
they
threw the ball a lot, but just, I don't know what it is. Think that guy's coming back?
You were always covered.
No. You think he's... No, I don't think he is.
No,
I think
fact,
the Chris Hogan train is gone, unless it sits some team-friendly, veteran minimum deal.
Legal hoax.
That's
so
it.
So let me throw this
Otherwise,
one out at you. Let me throw this one out at you. The odds are up on the board. Who has a better chance of coming back, Gronk or Chris Hogan?
Gronk. I think Hogan is gonzo.
And you've already told us that.
Well, that's my point. So, you know, that's why I feel pretty comfortable with it. Yeah.
Hey, you know,
you think Hogan's coming back?
No, because I'll tell you why. Because I don't know if they want him back.
No.
I mean, this even started back in that Super Bowl in Atlanta. One of the reasons why they went out and got Cooks. Because he couldn't get any separation when they focus on him, when they pay any attention to him. We always talk about Hogan doing Hogan things when they just, like, don't pay attention to him. And they you know, and next thing you know, they're like, oh, damn, he got behind him somehow. But even in that game, every pass they threw him was covered.
Chris Hogan doing Chris Hogan.
He just can't get separation. Maybe Philip Dorsett? Yeah, maybe. Patterson? Okay, but I don't see them
wanting
Hogan.
Well, Dorsett they
back.
Can get pretty cheap, right? Who's going to – is anybody going to give money?
Again, these are veteran minimum deals because they like you. I guess Dorsett or Hogan, I guess either one of them could possibly stay based on the fact that they go get a guy and you really just, we don't want to play you. And the only way we are going to play you is if the other younger guys just completely suck and they can't get it. And you're a break glass in case of emergency type guy. Otherwise, I don't think he's back.
I think over the next few weeks, there's going to be a lot to talk about with the Patriots. They're going to have some movement. They have to. Right?
Yeah, you get a clear picture maybe what Gronk's doing. Now, I don't know if you saw the recent stuff with Devin McCourty. It sounds like he's playing.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounded like
Kraft made sure he wasn't going to retire, so they wouldn't let him retire.
Right, so it just was like, you know, I was just talking. I didn't know what was going on. I want to see how my body felt. But, you know, I'm spending some time with my family. I think I'm good. Like, he's coming back.
In other words, his guy has talked with the Patriots guy.
Don't worry. We're not going to ask you to take a pay cut.
It's got it all figured out.
You're the one, though. Yeah. Everybody else we are.
Exactly.
And you're the only one.
Jason is going to have to take the pay cut to make up.
Yeah, right.
Gronk's not taking a pay cut either. Deal. He's not taking a pay cut either.
Well, he does go to him and say, listen, you got to take a pay cut in order for us to bring your brother back.
We shall see.
But that's cold.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
But he'd do it.
Listen, we like you, but if you really, listen, we're not even going to, we don't even want you to tell your brother you're doing this for him.
Yeah.
But we can't keep him because you make too much money.
So if you take, we do your deal, you take less money, we'll bring your brother back.
Yeah. And then everybody wins. You keep the family together.
Perfect. Your
mom doesn't have to wear two different jerseys.
Nope. She can keep the same jersey she got right now.
All right, 617-779-7937. That is our phone number. Let's go to Calvino in Dorchester. Calvino.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you? It's Calvino.
Okay.
Calvino. I'm sorry. Calzino.
Calvino with a V.
Calvino.
Calvino.
Calvino. Is that what
you said? Okay. Calvino.
That's what I thought I said the first time.
With the A at the end, V in the middle.
Calvino.
All right. Too many letters for me, but go ahead.
Calvin.
Okay. Better.
There you go.
Calvino.
So how do you pronounce your name?
C A L V as in Victor, I N as in Nancy,
A. Calvino.
How are we Lennon?
Wonder why Chad Finn hates you so much.
Okay. All right, so go ahead, Cal.
Valbuena. Got it.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. But no, I just wanted to call, basically, if Terry Rozier was better than Kyrie Irving in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, why did he go 0-for-8? Why was Jaylen Brown non-existent? You know, so I just...
Well, because Kyrie's a better player than Terry Rozier. Terry Rozier is a nice little player, and hopefully he'll get an opportunity to play somewhere in the league with more and more regular minutes. And maybe he can be a pretty good player. I mean, you saw it last night. I think he was intimidated by the moment.
Those are the moments that you're absolutely talking about it, Valbuena. Terry Rozier in a Game 7 is not going to step up. He went 2-for-14. Kyrie Irving does. That's what superstars in this league do. They go on the road. They dominate. They can win games on the road. Their game isn't much different at home on the road. And when you have a player like that, and that's what Kyrie is, you don't let him go.
Exactly. I don't know what these people are missing, but I think they need to go back and stop drinking the coffee.
I'm with you.
The coffee point.
Crown. Stop drinking the coffee.
We have hosts that drink too much
Don't
Crown.
Drink
they
the
get
coffee.
Themselves into trouble, then they start tweeting and they attack people.
Calvino with a V.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Lou had an issue earlier today because Chad Finn, what's he call himself? The
media.
Does he call him a media critic or a media columnist?
Media rumor guy that goes with stuff.
So because he said this before, I've heard him say, I'm not a media critic. Well, I guess you're not a media critic if you're writing all of those, you know, puff pieces for the guys over at the other station, over at 98.5, right? So he's right. He's not a critic if you're doing that all the time. But Lou had an issue with him because he took some shots at Lou today. And apparently he's got the inside story. He wrote it today about the whole new breakdown. And Luke came on the air at 2 o'clock today and said, nope, this is not the rundown.
I got a detailed kind of what's going to happen this year. You know, I'm doing some games. I'm
you
doing
had
more
this.
Games.
Okay,
yeah.
I saw you.
And, I had the rundown of sort of like, this is what we're doing, and this is who we have, and he's going to do this, and you're going to do that, and he's going to do that many games. And I got the whole rundown. It's really simple. I saw the EI. You know, this is what they're going to do. And I'm like, oh, this is be good. Just have it all right here. Basically the same conversation I just had. And it's not. I mean, some of it's true, but there's inaccuracies everywhere. There's people not named. There's people that are named that I'm like, what the hell is this? And I'm just thinking, you know, if Red Sox fans want to know what's going on, why would you write an article without talking to the people that are actually making these decisions about what is going to actually happen during a regular season? And he's like, I call people. Well, you didn't call the right people. Who did you call that made the decisions? Because I know what they are. I know what's going to happen. And I know there's a couple moving parts. And I know in a couple days there's going to be a press release. And everyone's going to be able to see it. And they're going to sit there and say, this isn't what Chad Finn told me. The media critic. Just like when Chad Finn broke the story about how the broadcast was going to be a sports talk radio. How'd that go over? Mm. Yeah, that went over real well. That's the problem when you use one source who's not a good source, who's a disgruntled employee who doesn't know what the hell's going on either. So, I mean, I'm just saying, like, so everyone around the country's bashing the company. What a stupid idea. The Red Sox are hearing it. Like, what are you guys doing? We're not doing it. We never thought of doing this. I have no clue where this came from. I do. The media critic, Chad Finn. Wrong. How many times are you going to be wrong? So this one here, there's inaccuracies. That's all. I'm just saying, like, at what point? See, we come on the radio and we give opinions. Right or wrong, they're opinions. If I'm a reporter, don't I want to get facts correct? Is the fact, does that mean anything for reporters or journalists in this town at all? Forget about the company he's with right now. I'll leave that alone. Let's talk about
speaking
this
from experience,
guy.
I'd say no.
So that's all. I just sent out a simple tweet.
The best.
Simple tweet. Who did you talk to? Did you talk to anyone who's making these decisions? Because I know what's going to happen. You'll all see what's going to happen in a couple days, probably. You got to dot some I's, cross some T's. And I talked to management here, and I'm like, did he talk to you? Nope, didn't talk to him. Where'd he get this from?
So
I don't know.
Sources, like,
I mean, in a couple days, I'll be able to grab the press release.
He's on his way out.
And you'll all know exactly who's doing games and how many they're doing. And then we'll grab
Here's
Chad's piece, and I'll be like, did you guys read about this guy? No. Well, he's doing a lot of them, but he wasn't even mentioned. Huh, interesting. So I wonder where that was. Who's he talking to?
He'll come out and say he was wrong.
Right? Well, he'll say, I got a couple of them, but that's about it. Because last I checked, I was supposed to do a show with Jessica Moran. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, I do remember.
Mutt's going to be fired. Jessica Moran's going to come in and do the show with me.
How did that work out?
I mean, yeah, it was fun.
So we're going to all find out. We're going to compare the two columns, the actual press release, with his story here in a couple of days.
But nobody has a problem with this, the wrong facts being reported, especially when it comes to within this building. How many times is that place over there going to just be inaccurate and wrong? Flat out wrong.
Well, no, you protect yourself by you either say sources or
prominent people.
Prominent people, prominent sources, which is like,
well,
listen,
get to that.
I mean, should we?
So this is the tweet that Chad Finn threw out after all of this stuff, after they were going back and forth and other people were getting involved in it. Well, Lou, always bad when it goes, well, Lou, I don't talk to you because I don't trust you.
Hmm.
And I do talk to people at Entercom, as you damn well know.
Are they currently employed here? Are they in position to make decisions? Do they know what's going on?
Mark
Who
James with a C
to?
Count. Dan yeah. Cilio, does
a
that
lot of people
count?
In this building don't know what that is.
How about an
does
old
Wiggy count?
Employee?
Yeah,
a former employee.
So he says, I don't write everything they tell me either. Such as how prominent people with the Sox think you're a phony.
This is absurd.
And don't like you doing the games.
Ooh.
Well, wait a minute. If he says I don't write everything they tell me, and then you proceed to write it in a tweet.
Is he missing
the point?
King ding-a-ling. Can we just crown him? Can we crown him?
Prominent people.
So prominent people over at the other sports radio station tell us all the time that they know that you're in their back pocket.
Since then, he's taken a lot of heat.
You are a tool.
The prominent people line, right?
Prominent
he's come
people.
Out and tweeted that, I never said management. He's followed it up with, I never said brass. So who are the prominent people?
Well, wait a minute. There are no other people. The only people that really
who's
are...
Who's prominent?
No.
Pete Abraham? Who's prominent?
Yeah, that's who it
he's
is.
Got same
that's
shoes
who
as
it
the
is.
Players. Same shoes.
Prominent people. Yeah. And in his mind, Pete Abraham is a prominent person. He's a person of value.
Well, he said it's
he's
not
an up-and-comer.
So you're telling me it's ownership? Because I tell you what, most people that read that and say, wow, he took a bet. That's interesting. Prominent people. That means people in ownership, right? People in upper management don't like this guy. Am I wrong? Is that how everyone would read that
yeah.
thing?
Well, yeah. even prominent pretty, people, even, not like ex-employees, not analysts.
To send out there if you're a reporter and you don't have facts to back that up?
No.
Defining who prominent people are?
No, Lou, even worse. Prominent Red Sox people writing for a newspaper that is owned by the owner of the Boston Red Sox, John Henry.
Okay, well,
hi, John.
Like I said, he sends this tweet out. And before I can even get through reading it, you know, I get a phone call from Chad. Sorry, more prominent than you're prominent, apparently. Okay, like real people that are prominent
on prominent crime.
And they didn't need to call me and clear the air because they weren't happy about your false reporting.
Ooh.
They didn't happy you insinuating that real prominent people feel that way. As a matter of fact, they didn't have to say it. I know because I know they wanted me to do it full time.
Chad Finn's a liar.
They wanted me off of this show. They wanted me off of midday before. They wanted me off of this show and to do all the games. And those are the four most prominent people you could possibly imagine, Chad. So when you tweet something out like that,
Finn's a liar.
It's disgusting.
Well, if prominent people, prominent person, whatever, is not anyone in ownership or management, then it's probably someone who thinks that worked here, that doesn't work here anymore, that didn't like you in the first place, didn't like you coming into the booth, thinks you're a phony. You don't think do you think Tim Never thinks you're a phony?
I don't know.
I think Tim he does. Well, that's okay. You don't have to answer. I'll answer it for you. I think he does. I think he thinks that you overstepped your bounds. We rolled in. We took his spot when we did the show there out in
LA. Wasn't happy
he hated it.
He had a right.
He pissed and he moaned.
He had a right to
be
pissed
yelled
about
at you.
That.
He caused the whole stink. And he doesn't work here anymore. So he was probably friends with Chad Finn, saw him all the time. Hey, big fella. Hey, little guy. Hey, we're like the odd couple. I'm really big and fat. You're tiny. All right. Maybe that's the way it works. So he's pissed. And he says, you know, that old Lou, you know, Lou's such a phony. Those guys don't even want him to call the games. You know, that's his buddy Joe Zarbano wants him to call the games. This isn't ownership. They don't even like him.
So
they like
just saying, so. Prominent people,
those guys make fun of me over there.
He doesn't have the sources here. So it's like, but yet this guy writes article like he's got sources.
You don't think Neverett is part of this little coup? Let me burn this last bridge.
Also, I mean, I'm just absolutely. Saying, like he's following things up, like he's all over the place. He's still tweeting right now to people, and it's like the people I've talked to don't make decisions. So how prominent are they if they have no say at all in the organization about anything that happens? How prominent of a person here at EEI could you possibly talk to? Because there's only a select few that actually know what is going on.
Now
he didn't talk to any of them.
He probably thinks
absolutely wild.
How long can you just keep writing articles that aren't true?
He does it.
I don't understand it.
Yeah. I like this one too. He had somebody who tweeted him, ironically, and I think Chad will know what I'm talking about when I read it. Tim Furphy. Okay, Furphy. He writes, they don't like him doing games, so that's why he's doing more games this year? Lou Maloney is the best baseball analyst in the country. He's critical when necessary.
Because
that's what I wouldn't go that far either. What an honest analyst should do. Sox brass are oversensitive, so I have no doubt some don't like him. So Chad Finn agrees. He is good. See,
Solaire's just spit on both.
Three little biscuit. Agreed. he's good. I'm glad he's doing more games. Thought he should have been the choice when Neverett got it. The people who don't like him don't make the call on who the broadcast is.
However, they're...
Now, wait a minute. When he throws that out there, the people who don't like him don't make the call on who the broadcasters are. I get the impression reading it that's why you didn't get the choice. You didn't get the job. When Neverett got it, he's supposed to be a columnist, media columnist.
He's not a media columnist. Chad. He just decided that he's going to do it.
Chad,
Reamer's doing the same thing.
Right.
Reamer should get just as much credit. All you need to do is take one guy. Say,
Reamer takes some risks.
I'm just going to start just commenting on everybody. And I'll be the city columnist. And I'll just start ragging on people. He's sitting here going back and forth with Greg Dickerson right now. And his comebacks are... I can't even believe we're doing this.
Do you think that would be a good...
It's like, we can't keep talking about Chad... King Ding-a-ling Finn.
Don't you think this would be a good column? Thought he should have, meaning Lou should have been the choice when never got it. Why didn't he write exactly why that happened?
Listen, he was a very simple column. He hates Intercom.
If you pick up the phone and make a couple calls.
Suck up to the other station.
We all know.
Go ahead.
We all know.
It doesn't matter. We argue with this guy every single time. Like, why are we bothering with him? He's such a turd.
Chad Finn's a liar.
Yeah, and then that too.
I'm with you. But I'm just saying, so I took a shot at him because I was correct. He wrote an article with what this station is doing with the broadcast. And it was wrong about that also. It was sloppy. There was no fact-checking. He doesn't know. It was inaccurate. Not the whole thing, but it was a lot of inaccuracies in it. So I commented on it and just said, who did you talk to? Because obviously you didn't talk to the people making the decisions. So he fires back with, you know.
Calls him a phony.
Yeah, so he fires back with, you know, important people in the organization.
Don't like, but yeah.
Well, who is it? Because I already know that it's not ownership, it's not management. Like, are we talking about a player who's not happy in the booth? Like, who is that? Is it Pete Abe, your boy?
John Farrell.
John Farrell, sure. And Barbie is not happy about it either. I know that they don't like everything that comes out of my mouth over there. We've had those discussions. But again, that's about calling it like it is at times. You know, when it needs to be. Yeah, am I over the top sometimes? Sure. Do people not like me over there? Sure. But there's a reason why the most important people over there, the decision makers, want me off this show and want me in that booth all the time.
Okay, switch. So here's where it needs to go off in the postseason. Some embrace it.
Here's the problem with this one today, Christian, and the way he's tweeting out there. When he says, in fact, prominent Red Sox people don't like Lou doing the games. Okay, so
prominent Red Sox.
Okay, but wait a minute. If he were a media guy,
just say it, man.
Wait a minute. No, but if he were working at any media outlet other than the Boston Globe, I would sit there and say, okay, he's got the right. Maybe he's got something on this. It becomes a conflict of interest when the Red Sox are part of the process as partners here, and he's claiming prominent Red Sox people don't like Lou doing the games. That is a conflict.
Like I said, prominent.
Don't you think?
Prominent people with the Red Sox weren't happy with that comment and felt the need to call me and let me know about it immediately after he sent that tweet. So I just don't know his definition
and
of prominent.
And I'm going to paraphrase because I felt like I was eavesdropping. I didn't tell you this, but I think they said he was a phony and he was a king dingling and he was an idiot, right? I'm just paraphrasing. I was eavesdropping.
Well, it's dangerous. It's dangerous if somebody with a masthead of the Boston Globe is actually using prominent Red Sox people when he's not using prominent Red Sox people. And hold on. And we're tying the two together because the Red Sox own the owner of the Red Sox, principal owner, owns
There's
the Boston
one guy
Globe.
In the city
That's a problem.
That declares himself like this media critic. And you would think, you know, all the news would come through him, at least the correct stuff, but it doesn't. So where's the next guy up? All it takes is a little bit of effort, a little bit of elbow grease, a little bit of want to. That's why Alex Reamer
got a reaction out of people.
All his faults. with all the things that he has going on in his life.
11-9 was America's moral 9-11.
Okay, we can tighten some things up.
All right.
Okay, we can tighten some things up. But, I mean, he should be the guy.
All right.
Should be better at your job.
All right,
we're
moving on. We're moving on. We got a prominent segment coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I'm an idiot. Should have kicked it out, though. Take it out or shoot it. I didn't think about the situation and us not having a timeout. I thought we had one, and then as soon as I shot it out, I looked and I was like, I'm stupid. But like I said, that's on me. I need to do a better job. Do my free suck.
Childish. That's Joel Embiid last night. I'll give you the other one. It was stupid. He basically, when somebody's asking him about Al Horford, and Horford's done this job on a regular basis against him, Joel Embiid has a problem against the Boston Celtics. And so instead of addressing it and dealing with it and maybe sitting there saying, I gotta do a better job, I gotta do a better job for my team, or coming up with something, he sits there and basically says, nah, I didn't do anything.
How can you hate on him?
Nah, he didn't do
it was
anything.
It's all on me.
That's
just your typical,
it.
Like,
too long of a
I'm
track
so
record.
Good. Nobody could ever stop me. If I get stopped by anyone, it's because I didn't do my best. Like, I only gave 70%, or I didn't give enough energy. It's just, that's typical.
Too long of a
track
record.
They don't
want
to admit
though.
It.
I mean, yeah. It's not one game. Al's done a great job on him. With some help from Baines, obviously, you know, to kind of get him off of once in a while. But for the most part, he's done a great job on him. Did it last night.
See, I thought that was the most for Philadelphia. If I'm a 76er fan, that's the thing to me is the most disappointing. So you've got a new player that you've just added, pretty good player that you want to get involved in the offense, and he has been the last couple of games. I thought it was Embiid that slowed down their offense last night. Now, granted, Celtics did a phenomenal job defensively, especially with Simmons. And then Embiid got caught how many times up top? And what did he continually do? Kept on taking the shot like Marcus Smart and not
and then
making
he finally,
it.
No, he finally makes
and
it.
And he's going to the crowd.
So if
give
you were like,
love.
If you watched like the, just the fourth quarter, he made two in the fourth quarter. But you can tell just by his facial expressions, he was like, oh my God, finally. And then the players only telecast. There's like, oh, you keep shooting and you'll eventually make them.
Oh, my God.
Too bad that didn't work with Marcus Smart, though.
No.
He kept shooting and it just got worse.
0 for 8. But Embiid finally, you know, he wants the crowd to recognize
it.
Then he keeps on shooting. And he doesn't get anybody else involved in the offense. Yeah. Talk about lack of ball movement. It was lack of ball movement for the Sixers last night.
Tobias Harris is a huge letdown, too. Given how he looked the first two nights,
he
what he'd done to this team when he did. I think he was 0 for 6 from 3. And he's a guy that spreads the floor. He's a shooter for them. He was non-existent in this game. He was a ghost. 4 for 14 in
the game.
Jimmy
Butler, 7 for 12, but he didn't have a real
quiet
game.
7 for 12.
He didn't do much either. No, they have problems. If I'm Embiid after that game, I'm pissed at myself and my own teammates. Forget it. The Celtics came in and busted their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Al Horford busted his ass. Al Horford raised hell right out of the gate, said, physically, I'm not going to take this abuse. And you're sitting there. You know, basically saying he had nothing to do with it. Nah, he had nothing to do with it.
But you've heard that before, right? It's like that happens all the time, right? Hey, Antonio Brown, man, you didn't catch any passes. Well, this is nothing. What'd they do to you? Well, nothing. They didn't do anything to me. I just, you know, it's all on me.
Stupid way of handling it, though,
it's
don't
just,
you think?
It's like, yeah, it's okay to say, you know what? He D'd me up pretty good, but that's a trend. That's becoming a habit for Horford, and especially the Celtics. Just, you know, we start looking at what the playoffs are going to be. You hope you draw the Sixers at some point.
No
in time,
question.
Especially the first
no
round.
Question.
I don't care.
It's a good
home court or not.
It's a good
You
match.
Own them.
Yeah. Steve is in Portsmouth here on OMF. Hi, Steve.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, Steve.
Good. I'm doing pretty awesome after the Celtics win last night. You know, I don't remember if you had, you know, remembered my call from yesterday.
I do, Steve. Take a bow.
Go ahead.
Take a bow. You can take a bow.
Thank you for, you know, allowing that and saying that. Most sports talk radio heads wouldn't do that. So I don't want to take the bow. I just want to, you know, I just want you guys to know that sometimes you got to believe in this team. And it's not about being a green teamer or it's not about being a homer. It's just sometimes, you know, sports around Boston, man, if a team can get it right, if they have the talent, then they can go places. You're looking at the Celtics roster that is more stacked, even with Tobias Harris, than any other roster. You looked at it last night, any other roster in the East. They can still make it if they can get it together, and that's what I've thought the whole time. And, hey, maybe Gordon Hayward was listening last night, and, you know, to Marcus Morris, maybe they're going to start to get it going a little
bit. You didn't
take a bow.
You didn't rip him in the past, did you, Gordon Hayward?
No, so I mean, okay. Not that I haven't ripped Gordon Hayward in that. No, I haven't. I see.
It's amazing.
You know, privately to my friends is what I have said about Gordon Hayward is, hey, man, yeah, he needs to start playing better. He needs to start being more of a leader, but you also got to understand that, you know, this guy's coming back to a situation. You know, what if you were in that situation? Are you going to, say, you know, get in there and say, Kyrie, move out of the way. I don't, you know. No, he needs to bide his time. He doesn't have that.
Coming back from a serious injury. I'm with you, Steve. I've been saying that all year, and every time I do, somebody, you know, jumps ugly on me and says, hey, he sucked. He's playing awful. He's not doing this. But last night, apparently, was the turning point. Was that it? Goes over the top?
I can't. I mean, I'm just waiting for, like, you know, 7-8 years from now, you get a team in first place, and we go back to the old days. We're like, they'll blow it. Like they always do.
But that's a big part of it now.
Now it's like I feel like the Patriots Boston. Next year can start off 2-8.
Yeah, Boston.
Yeah, you keep doubting them. 2-8. They're going to win out, get the wild card, go in the row, win the Super Bowl, championship.
Get duck the boats. Duck boats ready.
2-17 Red Sox out of the gate. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's
20
Boston.
Games out at the All-Star break. Watch, they'll turn it on. Boston. They got the talent. It's Boston.
It's in
they
the
got
air.
Talent.
It's
in but the we water. Do. We win.
Billy's in Manchester next up duck here boats. In EEI. Billy.
Duck boats.
On behalf of Callahan and the rest of the fans for the last 9 minutes, let's circle back to Chad Finn because nothing like riveting hardwood talk, I'm telling you, 3 days in a row. But isn't this the problem with the marriage between the Globe and the Red Sox? You know, liberals always say that they're antitrust laws, they're anti-monopolies, they're anti, you know, all for the consumer. But this is the exact reason why you can't have this situation going on because they get their hands into everything. And now poor Lou, hopefully he doesn't leave this 2-6 show, but he can't even get a job now because Chad Finn's already mucking up everything for him.
It's a good point.
Yeah, and he won't come on either yeah, to even discuss
so
it. That's my,
we,
that's
we
the
actually
other issue.
Asked him okay. to come on, and what happened there, guys? We contacted him.
He's
what happened?
Nothing. Right. He's tweeting
no, he won't
a
come
storm
on
right now, which is why he can't call in because his he, thumbs are
no,
busy.
No, because he's tweeting. Thing, he's tweeting out there, but he won't take our phone call.
It's very
like where's the harm? Like where's the courage? Actually,
we were going
to
give him.
So you come on, okay? My bad. Like. We don't need to fight all the time. Come in, explain yourself. Maybe no. we can all be buddies.
No, let's play battle.
Maybe we all can go it's, grab a big steak.
Let's it's very play. Simple, Chad. Prominent people within the Red Sox would like to know your definition of prominent.
Right.
That's all.
No, we could do a battle of the prominent people. He could give one prominent person. You could give another one. We could have a battle
ooh,
back
March
and forth.
March Madness is coming up. That's going to be our
exactly.
bracket.
We can do a bracket of prominent people. You would think he'd want to do this. Oh, he is. Oh, right, they just brought it in.
Hey, look.
Oh, he's that's out there.
You know, can we do the Ordway thing?
Yeah.
Come on.
You want to just throw it away?
He's out there tweeting.
No, you got to do it on mic.
He's not responding to our
call. See if I can make that shot. No, it's just like Marcus Smart.
We got one more.
At the bottom of the ring.
Make it rain.
We got one more segment to go here, boys.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
Hi, so earlier in the show, we were talking about the players only last night on TNT. And I don't understand it because most of the guys that have jobs right now on these games are players only. Right? So they have a babysitter in there. They have a Marv
it's
Albert,
so true.
Right? They have a babysitter who sits there.
An adult in the room.
An adult who keeps everything
organized. How
about the
organized? Pre-post, the pregame?
It's all
three
players.
Former players and a host.
And Ernie Johnson.
It's only baby.
It's all former players.
Ernie's the adult in the room and he keeps everybody straight. So what they basically are telling us is that when they do players only, they're throwing out the guy who keeps everybody organized, the adult
like the,
in the room.
Yeah, there's
and
no
the kids
teacher.
Are taking
yeah.
over. Right.
So, not
makes
even a sub.
Sense. So, no Barkley last night because apparently they don't trust him with players only. Talk about needing a babysitter with him. So, where did he pop up last night? On Kimmel Show?
He was on Jimmy.
Last week, he invited me to practice in Atlanta before the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
And I was having a great time, him and Mr. Kraft and my man Burge, who works for the Patriots. They treated me great. But then I made a mistake, Jimmy.
Burge.
What?
I looked Tom Brady in the eyes.
<It's>... All right. You cast a spell?
All right. I'm looking at these guys, and all of a sudden I look at Gronk, and then Tom Brady's like right here, and I look him in the eyes. And I said, damn, you a pretty man. That's what I was thinking to myself. Huh. And I got so embarrassed, I started turning my head to talk to him. Like, I was like, hey, Tom, it's good to see you, man. I haven't seen you in a while.
He didn't want to fall in love. He didn't want to lock eyes.
I see why he scored all them touchdowns, because those defenses are looking at his eyes. They get mesmerized. Yeah, that Tom Brady, he's a pretty man, y'all.
Valentine's Day fell in love. Here's the funny thing about
look
it.
At his eyes.
Funny thing about it is, so Brady ends up inviting him that week to show up at practice in Atlanta. Guess who we bet on for the
what's
Super
the
Bowl?
Dumbest bet you ever made?
That would be last Sunday betting against Bill Belichick.
Oh yeah.
You bet the Rams?
I did. That was just stupid.
Points or straight up?
Points.
Yeah.
But the points didn't come into play. That was just stupid on my part.
Well, it always looks stupid when you lose, and it looks smart when you win, but it's neither, really.
Yeah, but you can't bet against Belichick and Brady.
It seems like a mistake. Is it true? You know Bill Belichick,
right? I do. He's been a friend since he was coaching for the Cleveland Browns.
This shocks me, because not just the two of you together, but just imagining him having a friend is hard to even imagine. What's he like?
He is a really great guy. Uh-huh. Like I said, I met him when he was coaching the Browns.
Unbelievable. So he gets to invited by Browns, Tom Brady to practice, and yet what does he do all week after going to practice? So he watched the practice.
He bets on the Rams.
He bets on the Rams.
Yeah. I mean, what did he see? So he got mesmerized by his eyes that caused him to bet against him.
Yes, he didn't see anything going on the
fence,
field.
Right? You're on the fence.
Pretty man, y'all.
You're on the fence. They invite you to practice. Brady, Belichick, Kraft. Don't you walk out of there going, I can't bet against these guys.
Yes.
I got to bet the Pats. Influenced by the eyes, if nothing else.
Bet on the Rams. What a dope.
Maybe a prominent person told him to bet on the Rams.
Yeah, last segment sponsored by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Simple as that. Go to carsforkids.com. Or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. Kids, we'll do it again tomorrow, 2 p.m. Be here. We're out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.